That was a live performance by the Traditional Jazz Orchestra at the Iron Post in Urbana from the 16th of February in the year 2010. And obviously I don't have a complete list of who was playing there because there's a drummer involved and I don't know who that is, but I can tell you that the trumpet players, Jeff Helgeson, trombonist Morgan Powell, clarinetist Randy Salmon, banjo or guitar, it sounded like he was playing banjo on that one, Mike Miller, and tuba player, who also plays bass in the band, Dan Anderson, whose name I just ran across. He plays with the Chicago Brass Quintet, and they're going to be coming to perform with the Danville Symphony Orchestra before too long. But that's not really the topic of our program today. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks very much for joining us on the show. Tomorrow night, the Traditional Jazz Orchestra will be participating in a music benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. The event will be at the Iron Post, as a matter of fact, in downtown Urbana. Runs from 5 to 9. Traditional Jazz Orchestra in the center of that from 6:30 to 7:30. The show starts with the group called Almost A Quintet. I've tried to get Dorothy Martirano to explain that name, and it never made any sense to me, but that's what they're called. And they'll feature special guest Robin Kirtan. And then at 8 o'clock to 9, the Impalas will be performing. And on the program today, we have with us Patricia Hubie Powell, who is actually the wife of the guy who's going to be emceeing the event, Morgan Powell, who is the trombonist in the Traditional Jazz Orchestra. And she has some, therefore, intimate connection to some of the goings-on, certainly with that group and some of the other groups that Morgan is involved with and some of the other groups as well who will be performing on the event. Patty, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome. Nice to be here, Kevin.
So the Traditional Jazz Orchestra, I might as well mention that this is not the only performance they're giving this week. They'll also be playing tonight at Bouvant's in Urbana, actually a little less than an hour from now. They've got a couple of monthly gigs.
That's right. They are at Bouvant's the third Tuesday of each month, and they're at Iron Post for the first Tuesday of each month. Both, I believe, are 5 to 7 events.
And so if you like that kind of music and can't get enough, go out, hear them tonight, and then go hear them tomorrow as part of the benefit. This is not the first time around for this kind of benefit program, or is it?
No. It's become an annual event. It's a fundraiser for the wonderful Eastern Illinois Food Bank, and it's been so fun and so productive that we've done it for a few years in a row now. Three, four, maybe? I'm not sure.
Always with the traditional jazz orchestra and others as...
Last year was the traditional jazz orchestra, but the year before that, I believe they did not play. I think another of Morgan's bands played. I don't remember for sure, but last year I know they did. And I know that Dorothy and Armand played last year as well.
And Armand is Armand Baudouin.
That's correct.
Plays variously cello or bass according
That's correct.
To the need.
Right.
Or the inclination.
Right.
Or the whim or whatever. Almost a quintet. I suppose the name has something to do with almost being a quintet, except they'll in fact be a quintet for that event.
Dorothy has not explained it to me sufficiently either, so I don't know exactly why that is. Yes, sometimes they are almost a quartet and sometimes almost a quintet, but indeed, I believe it's a quintet tomorrow.
Well, according to Morgan's information, Dorothy Martirano, who plays fiddle, will be, of course, with the group. George Turner plays guitar. Chris Raymond, I don't know if he... I know he's a pianist and accordionist, and I don't know which he plays in the group.
He plays accordion with that group, but as a matter of fact, he will not be able to do that event tomorrow, and Chris Bate will be playing in his place.
Okay, so they will... And Chris Bate will be playing accordion? Or a piano? Or
guitar?
No,
guitar. You know, Dorothy didn't tell me.
All right. And then Armand Baudouin we mentioned. Ricardo Flores will be there.
Exactly.
On the percussion. And then Robin Kirtan as guest violinist. So they'll have a double fiddle group.
Right. In fact, they're going to do a piece. They're going to do Bach's double violin concerto, but it's, you know, the first movement, and it's an arrangement, and Dorothy calls it the Bach Diable.
Bach Diable?
I believe so.
I've heard him certainly call it the Bach double, but maybe that reflects the difficulty that she
Well, the Diable is devil, it. Right?
Yeah.
So,
generally.
I, you know, she just wrote it down for me. Maybe it's Diable. I think it's Diable, though.
Well, I guess it can be however it feels at the time. The Impalas, who are going to be playing at 8 o'clock, you know, I forget, and maybe you can remind me about this. Is this a group that did exist and has come back with Bruiser Rumney?
I don't know if they were gone for a while. I know they're fantastic.
Or have they just been around all this time?
Well, Morgan and I go out dancing to their music, often, frequently, when they play. And, Donna Nelson sings for them. And Bruiser Rumney plays electric guitar. And Andre Masati plays electric bass. And Brendan Gambla plays drums. And Peter Rubel plays either tenor or guitar. They're a great band. They do Texas blues. And Donna belts out a beautiful, I mean, they also do, you know, various different ballads. They can do Beatles tunes. They do lots of different things, and they're fantastic.
I should be, I suppose, a little ashamed of myself that I've only heard of them. I haven't heard them yet. So maybe
there were years that I hadn't heard them either, and I'd heard about them. And I don't know why it took us so long to find them. But now Morgan and I go whenever they play.
So they're a good dance band then.
Well, we use it as a dance band, yes. Not everybody does. Some people just go to listen. But we dance, yeah.
And there, you can, as you could just heard, you could certainly dance to the traditional jazz orchestra.
All three bands are dance-worthy bands. The traditional jazz orchestra is sort of a swing version of dancing, an early swing, Charleston, early stuff. You know, it's partner dancing. But for Almost A, they always play tangos, and it brings out, it brings out a contingency of tango dancers in town, of which I'm one. And there's not a lot of room to dance at the Iron Post, but you might find a little floor space.
I have been at events there where actually somebody dragged me out to dance a couple of times.
Oh, terrific. If you're there, I'll drag you out to dance.
I know. Yeah, maybe you will, maybe you won't. but you can create some space. It's a great place, by the way, to hear music. They present music almost all the time, almost every day. And Paul Wirth, who runs the place, owns the place, really does a great service to musicians by giving them a place to work a lot that otherwise probably wouldn't have. And, of course, to anybody who loves music, to go out and hear this sort of thing live. There's hardly a day that I don't have something where the Iron Post has something going on.
True.
And it's a nice venue because it's an intimate venue. At least most of the times I've been there, they don't crank the volume up really loud. And for a band like at least the TJO, they probably won't. It'll just be the acoustic sound.
Exactly.
Which is wonderful.
And Almost A, sometimes Dorothy will use an amplifier on her fiddle, and I believe sometimes not. So she makes her decision on whim. But no, it is not terribly loud in general, except for that where TJO is concerned, brass is naturally loud.
That's right, which is why you don't need to stick a microphone in front of them.
Well,
here's another sample of the Traditional Jazz Orchestra. This is a tune with the wonderful name, Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. And I don't know the date of this performance. I actually have two different performances of theirs. And we'll at least hear part of this one anyway, the Traditional Jazz Orchestra, who will be at Bouvans in Urbana this evening at 5 o'clock, but then also will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening participating in a music benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, which is primarily what we're talking about with Patty Powell here on Live and Local. Thank you. It's a wonderful tune called Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. And I'm just looking up to see who wrote the thing. In 1919 by somebody, some folks, a team named Swanstone, McCarran, and Morgan. And performed here by the Traditional Jazz Orchestra based in Champaign-Urbana, who have monthly gigs at Bouvans in Urbana, which is connected to Corkscrew Wine Emporium. They'll be there at 5 o'clock this evening, as they are every third Tuesday. And then they're at the Iron Post in Urbana every first Tuesday. And in fact, they'll be at the Iron Post tomorrow evening for an event that begins at 5 o'clock with Dorothy Martirano and Almost A Quintets, featuring Robin Kirtan as a special guest. That'll be at 5 o'clock, the Traditional Jazz Orchestra at 6:30. And then Bruiser and the Impalas with Donna Nelson starting at 8 o'clock. It's all a benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank to be hosted by Morgan Powell, who is a member of the Traditional Jazz Orchestra. And we're hearing about it and hearing their music here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. My guest is Patricia Ruby Powell, who is also a writer and storyteller, as it happens. You're not going to be doing any telling of tales at this event.
I am not, at this particular event.
But Morgan will be emceeing a bit. You have a little bit of the history of the Traditional Jazz Orchestra, I think.
Well, I would say that a forerunner of the Traditional Jazz Orchestra would be Larry Gushy's, what is the name of it? The New Golden Rule Orchestra that played from 1984 to 1994. And Larry, who is a musicologist at the university, retired now, I loved the fact that he went to the Library of Congress and found sheet music from the very early music from this early jazz, from the teens, from New Orleans, where it all began. And it's music that really hadn't been heard for decades. And what I think he found, for the most part, was lead sheets with maybe a line or two of melody. And then the New Golden Rule would play off of those lead sheets, and you know, which is the way jazz is generally played. Off of lead sheets, you might have a melody. They have chords, and you do improvisations on, you know, the melody and the chords.
And traditional jazz, or early jazz, or sometimes called ragtime, or at least they kind of blend in and branch out from each other, or Dixieland, as many people know, similar music, tend to have, at least in my ear, a sort of friendly, chaotic quality.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. I love it. It's so fun. It's you have to move to it. You can't not move. I can't not move at any rate. And I think that's true for a lot of people. It's dancing music. It's cheer you up music. You know, it comes from the black community in New Orleans originally. And at least the early traditional ragtime came from the Midwest, but the early jazz came from New Orleans and worked its way up to Chicago. It's the black community who are living a hard life. They haven't been slaves too long ago. And this is make you happy music. We are going to ignore the rest of our lives and we aren't going to be miserable. This is going to be fun. And so it lifts everybody's souls up and it is terrific music.
Even a tune that has a little bit of a slower tempo and might be in a minor key is still manages to perk you up somehow.
It does. It does. I mean, in that kind of tune, you feel the underlying pain in it. But in many of the tunes, they are just purely uplifting. But the others, you know, give a deepness that is sort of intoxicating.
There's lots of blues, for example, but of course the blues can be ironically perhaps an uplifting.
Yeah, it comes from the blues. It starts from those, you know, deep Mississippi blues. That's part of it. And yes, it's influenced by ragtime. And some people called that early jazz ragtime, although a musicologist would keep them more separate. Ragtime was Scott Joplin and slightly earlier than this New Orleans jazz and came from the Midwest. But yes, it all blended down in New Orleans. And then these early artists like Jelly Roll Martin and, Buddy Bolden probably, I think he did leave New Orleans as well, and King Oliver, and then a little later, Louis Armstrong, went up to Chicago and brought it all up to Chicago. And then it turned into, you know, various, you know, different forms of jazz, but it started in New Orleans.
Chicago by way of St. Louis in some cases.
Yes and no. A lot of these artists went directly to Chicago and out to Los Angeles. And there were artists like Lil Hardin Armstrong who came from Memphis and went to Chicago and added to this, you know, early jazz, but not quite as early. Well, yeah, it is what TJO includes, the 20s jazz. But by the 20s, we're up in Chicago now. And King Oliver has moved from New Orleans to Chicago. And Buddy Bolden is something of the past by the 20s. He died early. He went nuts and died early. He died in an institution down in New Orleans. But he was a very early player and proponent of this early jazz.
What was his instrument? I'm forgetting. You recall?
Trumpet.
Also trumpet player.
Mm-hmm. Cornet. Trumpet.
And I know that Louis Armstrong joined King Oliver at some point
right.
in Chicago.
Up in Chicago.
And then went with him out to New York.
Well, King Oliver went to Chicago first, and it was a great thing in Louis Armstrong's life when, about 3 years later, King Oliver asked him to come up to Chicago, and they played together with Lil Hardin, who eventually became Lil Hardin Armstrong, Louis's wife. And Louis then surpassed King Oliver in popularity and the ability and became the great, great jazz pioneer that everybody, you know, admires so very much because he was really remarkable. But Buddy Bolden was quite remarkable a decade, a generation before
that.
Louis Armstrong, yeah.
We have one of the other groups that's playing on the benefit tomorrow night, the Dorothy Moderano and her Almost A Quintet. We have a sample of their wares as well. We think we can read Dorothy's writing here in the name of this tune. It looks like something Bashana Haba, and then there's the letter A.
Well, they play Romanian music, Armenian music, Hungarian music. It might be of one of those languages.
And it's Dorothy Moderano and her crew. This is a tune arranged by Ed Hayes, who she says is her brother and a Toronto Symphony cellist for many years. And not sure who all is in the band at this particular recording, but Armin Bodwin usually plays bass or cello. Chris Raymond on accordion. Ricardo Flores on percussion, and George Turner on guitar. Let's assume they're all involved in this performance. enjoy it. It's Almost A Quintet, who will be at the Iron Post tomorrow evening as part of a benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Thank you. Almost A Quintet, performing that music, which I believe is by someone named Ehud Manor, if I'm saying the name right, Israeli composer. This is called Bashana Haba'a, which means next year, or looking ahead to the coming year. And don't have where that was recorded, but it was certainly recorded locally because it is a local Champaign-Urbana based group who are among three performing groups in our area who will be playing a benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank tomorrow evening at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. And in fact, Dorothy Martirano and the Almost A Quintet with guest Robin Kirtan will be opening that event from 5 to 6. Get a little break, and then the traditional jazz orchestras at 6:30, a little break from there, and then Bruiser Rumney and Donna Nelson and the Impalas performing from 8 to 9. So from 5 to 9, you can enjoy lots of great music and contribute to the food bank as well. Patricia Ruby Powell is my guest here on Live and Local to talk a bit about this event. Eastern Illinois Food Bank is an organization based in Urbana that contributes to all kinds of shelters throughout Eastern Illinois. What else can you tell us about that organization?
Well, it's a wonderful it's a wonderful organization in that for this fundraiser you pay $10 to come in, and for each $10 you buy $100 of food. So for each $1 it's worth $10 of food. So you are doing good, and you can feel very good about yourself while you're having a great deal of fun. And they will come, their representatives will come to the event, and they are so grateful and lovely and gracious, and they will talk about the event at the fundraising performance. And last year, I believe, in our annual event, we made $1,500, something in that neighborhood. And
which means $15,000
exactly,
worth of food.
Exactly. So I personally feel good about doing good. I think most people do. And so not only are you having a great deal of fun, but you feel like you're doing a great deal of good right in the community, because the money stays in the community. So we are, we're using these wonderful local bands. There's great music in Champaign-Urbana, and these are three of the wonderful, music ensembles, and contributing to a local charity and for food. And it's the day before Thanksgiving, so it's all sort of perfect in my mind.
I know you're not a representative for the food bank, but do you know how they pull that off? Such a
10-to-1
ratio.
I don't. How do they get
$10? I guess they must receive donations, but then also solicit donations of food, I suppose.
Right, right. And how do they get 10 times, $1? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they're buying in such bulk. Is it subsidized by somewhere, somehow? I'm not sure. But it's a very good organization, and it seems suitable for Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, before all the rest of us go pigging out on,
right,
on Thursday.
Right. And not only is there the donation to open, and now you can write a check directly to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. You can write it for more than $10 for a group of 10 people entering. Then the Eastern Illinois Food Bank is very good about sending to the address on the check a receipt for your tax-deductible contribution. In addition, it's sort of my job to go around selling raffle tickets for, a 50-50 split pot, in which in the past years everybody has given back to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank their 50% winnings, which has been very nice. But you don't have to. You can make money, and we will be selling those raffle tickets for, at the event through
during
the evening.
The event tomorrow.
Yes.
It is tomorrow. Today
it is
tomorrow. Tuesday, so that's tomorrow.
It is Wednesday. Tomorrow.
Oh, it's a short week, and it feels a little odd as a result of trying to do a radio show. Wednesday, tomorrow, November 21st, from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Iron Post. Three bands giving a benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. As they say, a great cause, great music, and loads of fun. Morgan Powell will host. He will also perform with the traditional jazz orchestra. And every dollar donated equals $10 worth of food. Patty, thanks very much for joining us on the show and letting us know about the event.
You bet, Kevin. Thanks.
Here is another track from the traditional jazz orchestra. Let's see, which one did I choose here? Track 5, which means Tiger Rag. This is a performance at the Iron Post, as a matter of fact, from earlier this year, this summer, August the 7th, 2012. Enjoy it here on Live and Local. Thank you. That's obviously a live performance by the Traditional Jazz Orchestra. It was at the Iron Post in Urbana in August of this year, and they were playing a very famous tune called Tiger Rag, and it was first performed and recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. They spelled the name, by the way, when they first got started, J-A-S-S. That's how that word was first spelled. It's from 1917, the recording was, anyway. And unusually for the time, it was a racially integrated group of musicians, five of them, and performed here, as I said, by the Traditional Jazz Orchestra, who will be participating in a benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank tomorrow evening from 5 to 9 with two other groups on that program as well at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Appreciate you joining us on the program today. On tomorrow's show, I will be talking with Brad Holmes, who is conductor of the Millikan University Choir, who will be one of the choirs, along with all of the other choirs and choruses at Millikan University, participating in the annual Vespers program, which is, I can tell you from my one personal experience, an absolutely fabulous, marvelous, beautifully choreographed, scripted, sung event that no one would regret attending. I didn't put that very well. You would have a marvelous time and be really blown away by the choral singing, and also by the spectacle of the whole thing. And we'll be talking about that on tomorrow's show here on Live and Local. For the rest of today's program, I wanted to share some CDs by some of our other local performing artists, including a fellow who bills himself as Reverend Robert. This is from his CD called Preachin' Blues. We'll hear two tunes, Worn Out Walkin' and Diddy Wah Diddy.
I've been walking, got blisters on my feet. I've been walking, I got blisters on my feet. Got to find my baby, Lord, where can she be? I've been walking, wear 99 pair of shoes. I've been walking, wear 99 pair of shoes. Got to find my baby, there's more walking than I can do. walking, I've been walking. My baby caught the train. I've been walking. Lord, my baby caught the train. I may never find her, and my heart is filled with pain. I've been walking from the East Coast to the West. I've been walking from the East Coast to the West. Got to find my baby, or I sure could use a rest.
Reverend Robert, whose real name is Bobby Reynolds, that was Diddy Wah Diddy, a song that I best know from Leon Redbone's rendition. Before that, we heard Worn Out Walkin' from Reverend Robert's CD called Preachin' Blues. You can get more information about him at revrobert.com and find out how to book him as well. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Another of our local musicians, singer-songwriter, not to be confused with the other fellow in our community of the same name, who is also a musician, both named Michael Meadows. This guy has a wonderful CD he put out last year called The First 4 Billion Years Are the Hardest, with some rather quirky songs, to say the least. He plays almost everything that can be heard on this CD, except for the accordion. Chris Raymond makes an appearance on this CD at some point. But Michael Meadows on various songs plays. He does the vocals. He does the guitars. He does bass, harmonica, marine trumpet. I don't even know what that is. Nail marimba, synth organ, penny whistle, ukulele, gourd banjo, banjo uke, buzz box, jug, didgeridoo, jaw harp, and miscellaneous percussion. And clearly, a number of those are involved in the opening track from this CD, which is called Stuff Like That There. It's Michael Meadows on Live and Local. Mm-hmm.
It was billions of years in the making. There were flowers and birdies and bees. And all the creatures did sigh, a collective oh my, when a monkey came out of the trees. Well, it let out a wild exclamation. What a wonderful world we all share. I'll leave the forest behind, develop my mind, and all kinds of stuff like that there. Oh, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of stuff like that there. Oh, cracked open the coconut of science. He ate with a fork and a spoon. He took out a pen and proved once again how great the economy was doing. He made many fine civilizations. He could hurl a dead horse through the air. He could make cordon bleu, quote Sartre and Camus, and all kinds of stuff like that there. Every horizon, our species has flourished somehow. We have gods, we have guns, we have zeros and ones. We put a gene from a fish in a cow. Yet I'm feeling an odd inclination to throw up my hands in the air and head for the pines. Swing on some vines and all kinds of stuff like that.
Stuff Like That There, the name of the song, the opening track from Michael Meadows' CD called The First 4 Billion Years Are the Hardest. All the vocals, all the instruments you heard in there were produced by himself, as were the words and the music. Michael Meadows, one of our local performers. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Here are some other events you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. Mentioned earlier the traditional jazz orchestra this evening at 5 o'clock at Bouvans in Urbana. The Parkland Early Jazz Ensemble is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. Mark Laughlin, John Coppice, and William Dicker are at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. At Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield tomorrow night at 7 o'clock is the musical West Side Story in a touring production. The Diva and the Dude are at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6:30. It's Jam and Jimmy Bean and Friends, an acoustic experience at Bentley's Pub in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Candy Foster and Shades of Blue are at Boomerang's Bar and Grill in Champaign tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And it's the Gunny Sack Review of Bluegrass and Gospel Music at the Yoder Center in Arthur tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Those are just some of the events going on in our listening area. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. Stay tuned in just a minute for All Things Considered from NPR. That'll be at 5 o'clock. Here is one of the University of Illinois ensembles, a cappella group, branch of the University of Illinois Men's Glee Club. These are the Other Guys.
In my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life needs me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew.